Hi, I'm Lakeisha.
Hey, I'm Natalie.
And this is
Life Cracks Us Up.
Are you enjoying the content? Is there feedback you'd like to provide or topics you'd like to discuss? How about you give us a call and share your thoughts? 757-504-4649.
Action!
You ever stop and think about, like, and we've touched on this before, I think in one of our previous podcasts, stupid laws that are still on the books.
Yeah.
May not be enforced.
Right.
You know, but it just the concept of just some stupid ass laws that you're like, what the?
Well, you know what, to me so much, it wasn't like just laws, it was like a sign. Like, mm-hmm. I always tell the kids, like, everybody needs a sign. Like, if you see something written and you think that's stupid, why would they? And
it's because, like,
somebody once upon a time did something.
Yep.
So yeah, with these laws, yes, I don't know what people used to do.
It's kind of scary.
Yes. So what do you have?
Do you know it's illegal to drive blindfolded in the city of Alabama?
Just in Alabama. Okay, so who and how many people
that they felt they had to enact
a law?
Yeah.
Like, what do you do if you're driving down the street and you see somebody driving beside your block?
Well, nowadays you can be in a Tesla. So, I mean, I'm just saying. Oh, of course not. Of course not. I need to be in control of my car. Like, I don't even like the cars that break for me.
Yeah.
Like, I got this.
Because my thing, too, is if somebody's coming after me and I want to run them over.
Right. I thought you were going to say that I want to run away. You said run them over.
If the big bear or the criminal jumps in front of your car,
right,
your car's going to stop.
Right.
Like, no, I need to keep moving.
Yep. I need to go right
unless
over
it's gonna,
them.
Yeah, unless it's going
to
automatically
make speed bump.
Right? Unless it's going to automatically spin into reverse, spin around.
Right.
And, you know, like, you're not going to do all of that.
Do it. Just, unless it's Kit from Knight Rider.
Right.
Who knows what to do.
But that wasn't, Tesla was not
around then. Yeah.
So again, how many people do you have to see driving blindfolded to say, hey, we should probably make this a law?
And not only that, what prompted you to drive blindfolded?
Like, bird, what was it? Bird Box.
Bird Box, yeah. Yeah.
Bird Box,
yeah.
I tried that.
Yeah.
Okay, I did.
I know you just can't see my face, but right when she said that, my hand dropped, my eyes opened, like, what?
You know, that was
I pronounced the WH. What?
What? Like, when the Bird Box was a thing, I had the car in the driveway, but I put newspaper all over the windows, and I was like, in their video, like, I gotta get to the fabric store. Because I remember Bird Box was a movie that you couldn't, what is it? You couldn't.
Look out, yeah, or something.
Yeah, it would make you crazy.
Yeah,
or something.
Yeah.
Look, which is,
yeah.
How did you get anywhere? Yeah, so they were walking around blindfolded.
Yeah.
You know, if I had to get to the fabric store and I couldn't see,
well,
I
you
had
were
to,
out of an ingredient for a cake.
Yes, I'm going. Mm-hmm. I'm blindfolding mm-hmm. myself and I'm going to get to that store.
Yeah.
So I guess I can see how that
Yeah, if there's some super disease spreading and I had to, you know, blindfold myself, I can see where I'd have to get to the craft store.
Yeah, exactly.
That sounds crazy.
Exactly. All right, so I cannot go to, well, I go to Florida now, but it was a law. Women in Florida can be fined for falling asleep under a dryer in a hair salon.
Every black person in Florida
yeah,
going to jail.
Down, right? Because they put you under there. So, and I say I can do it now because I got all my hair cut off.
Right.
And that was one of the reasons. Like, they would put you in there intentionally and forget about you.
That's because they have four other appointments booked for the exact same time.
So if you have a fall asleep and your head bumps the dryer,
yes.
Get burned So they should be finding the people who put me under the dryer, not me.
You know you're going to be under there for a while when they put them things on your ears.
So
you don't burn.
Oh, I hated the dryer. Or like we had one at the house. It was a hood dryer, but you could sit it on a table.
Mm-hmm.
So that was not bolted to the floor. So when you fall forward, it falls
with you. Yes, yes. And you know, speaking of the hair dryer, I have to buy a whole new dryer. So I spent $100-something on Amazon to get the one that rolls. You know, you can sit in the chair and it rolls with you.
Mm-hmm.
Wherever you go, you want that dryer to be. So I spent like
$100.
That's exactly what it looks like. An IV drip. That's exactly what it looks like. So I got it and I was so excited, even though that ding when that timer goes off scares me every time.
Mm-hmm.
So now I have a system. And I don't wait for that to ding. I set
the
timer, but then I set my phone like 3 minutes before
oh,
so
yes,
I can get out
yes.
of there before that thing dings. But I had it in my daughter's room. I was letting her watch TV and I was drying her hair. So, you know, just put it over. So she goes to bring it back into my room and being 11 and careless, she's dragging it through and hits the bottom part on all the doors that she's got to go through. Oh. So it snaps all the little things on the bottom that holds it.
Oh.
So I was like, okay, let me be the innovative me that I am. Yeah. How can I fix this MacGyver it all up? So I go and I get my Gorilla tape and I tape them things up. Girl, that thing is leaning so far to the side. My oldest daughter came in the room and she was like, give it up. Give it up. So I was like, okay, so now I got to spend more money on another dryer. But that thing though, now, especially since I'm letting my hair grow back out, but when I had my natural curls, that thing was a life saver. Mm. Not having to sit, you know, just at the table or at a desk and finagle
it. Well, I'll say if it's at your house and it does what it's supposed to do.
But that's just it. It won't stand up. Stand. Yeah,
get because stick. Get stick.
But it's not going to stay put. Well, because Rock say prop them up with a puppet. But it's not even the stick part. Mm. It's the base. That's it. The base. Mm. Base. How low can you go? Sorry. it's the base part, you know, the legs that go out to hold it. So now it looks like it's Michael Jackson in the video. It's like leaned all the way back. It looks crazy. So even for me at home, I'm like, I could probably tape it to the chair or something, but did you know that in Los Angeles, you're not allowed to wash your neighbor's car without permission? First of all, what? No neighbor I have has to worry about that. Yeah, you don't have to worry about me coming over and just randomly washing your car. But yes, it is illegal in Los Angeles to wash your neighbor's car without permission. Hey, Keish, do you mind if I put in some manual labor and get your car nice and shiny?
Oh, hell no. Right? No, so I think it was Nephew Tommy pranked somebody one time that they had cut their grass. And he was calling dudes like, we cut the wrong grass. I need you to pay for it.
Yes, I heard that one. Yeah.
Thank you, but I got paying for that. You cut somebody else's grass. No.
Do you feel he should have paid? I know it was a prank, but that's on you. You cut the wrong grass. Nephew Tommy, somebody's going to get him one day.
Right? Oh, my God.
He gets church people to cuss him out from head to toe. And I'm talking F-bombs, you mother effer this. And
sometimes they hold on, but like, if you got me a couple of years ago, but other times, so I think that dude, he asked him to, the man was going in for surgery, and he's like, can I pray with you? And the man was like, okay, sure. So as he's praying over the man kidneys. He was like, that's not what I'm praying for. He's like, well, if you want to get cut, you can go ahead and get me one of the kidneys.
Yeah, Nephew Tommy,
I know. I think even after, like, he tells him it's a prank or whatever, if they see him in the street.
I'm telling you. He's going to catch it one day. He's going to catch it.
But now, okay, we're in Virginia, so in Stafford County, which is up northern Virginia, I found that it is legal for a man to beat his wife on the courthouse steps, but he must do it before 8 p.m.
At 8:01, ooh, girl! If you'd have said that shit 5 minutes ago,
that's specificity.
Yes.
On the courthouse steps.
Yes.
Before 8 p.m.
Before 8 p.m. Like, where, what? I can't even fathom where that came from. What conversation were they having? You know what I mean?
Maybe the guys were randomly just doing it anywhere, and they wanted to limit the places. No?
I mean,
hours of the night.
Listen, you're not going to, there's no way that I can justify that. Like, I'm not going to be able to rationalize in my head how that law came about.
But I didn't see what time does the woman get to be your man?
Right.
After 8.
Well, there's no law on the book, so she can whoop his ass every day. If that's what she wants
to do. There's no law.
There's no law that says you can't do it.
Then you must be able to do it.
I'm just saying.
I like that.
I'm just saying.
Yeah.
But that's scary, even that there was a time when it was okay to do that.
Right.
It takes me back to there was an episode of The Twilight Zone where there were multiple episodes of The Twilight Zone where obviously it was so long ago that you're like, what the heck is going on? But there was this one episode in particular where the guy, it was about shoes. there was this gangster guy who got killed. And then there was a homeless person. Oh, I'm sorry. What are they?
The person experiencing homelessness.
No. Oh. An unhoused.
Unhoused person.
An unhoused person came across the body. Yeah, back then he was just homeless. Actually, he was a bum then. That's what they call him in the show. But he came across the body and he was like, oh, nice shoes, right? As any unhoused person would do. So he puts the shoes on. But when he puts the shoes on, he embodies.
Oh, God.
He becomes that gangster. So the guy goes home, you know, with the shoes on. Now his chick is there like, who are you? Because he's in the other guy's body.
Oh, wow.
And he's trying to tell her like, yo, it's me, blah, blah, blah. Go make me something to eat.
Oh,
right.
Gosh.
So she goes and she does whatever, comes back and like, I'm going to tell and such and such. And he puts her up against the wall and just smacks the shit out of her.
Yeah. And she don't know who he is because he looks like the other dude.
Right.
Wow.
But well, and then he kisses her. And I guess she realizes the kiss is him. And she's like, oh, you know, Johnny or whatever. But the way he smacked her and she was just like, oh. And then they just kept going on with the storyline. But it seemed like it was okay.
Mm-hmm.
And it was on TV, for God's sake. But like Ralph Cramden, one day I was straight to the moon, right in the kiss.
Yeah, you had that thing, and it was okay.
All
the time.
So I guess beating your chick on the courthouse step before 8 o'clock.
You know, it's funny you reference that because I keep telling my husband, I keep telling him I want to see stars.
All right now, cow, right?
Yeah.
So I told him,
me in the sky, not you.
Oh, I can make you see
right,
stars.
Exactly.
If that's what you want to
like
see.
Like when I had my episode when my face swollen all up. And I said, you know, people don't think you did that.
And you know, I love your husband to death, but if we got to go to court, I'll swear I saw him do it.
Well, looking at me, obviously, I didn't see nothing.
That's why I got your back. Your Honor, I seen everything. I seen the whole thing.
Oh,
I'm going to make sure I got rollers in my hair and a bonnet.
Not the slippers, too.
Well, that's what the news people do. They look for those
the
people.
Ones, yes.
They look
yes,
for those people.
That's get your time and spotlight.
Yeah. Did you know that in Alabama, you're not allowed to drive your car while your dog is tethered to it?
Okay, so what's that family vacation one? Evidently, they were not in that state. You remember the one? Who was it? The family vacation when they were trying to get to
Florida? Yeah. Oh,
and they have a bunch of family vacation.
Clark and the two kids.
Yes.
We'll be embarrassed.
Yes.
National Lampoon's Vacation.
Oh, God.
But I can't think of their last name.
I have no idea. National Lampoon.
Oh my gosh, we should be so embarrassed. Those are classic movies.
And grandma's dog tied to the back.
Yep. Well, they would have gotten a lot of trouble.
Yes.
The Griswolds.
The Griswolds. Yeah.
I didn't have to look it up. It just came to me. The Griswolds.
Oh.
But yeah, it is illegal. So you can do a something about Mary and put the dog on top of the car.
I don't remember that part.
I remember
something about Mary in the hair jail.
Yes, that's the classic part.
And Beans and Franks.
Franks and Beans. No, but the part with the dog is when Magda, Matt Dillon and the other guy, Tucker, had thrown in drugs to the dog. So the dog would react a certain way when Ben Stiller came in. So Ben Stiller's fighting with his dog because it's all raged out.
Yeah.
It's a little terrier, but it's going crazy. So eventually he gets it and throws it out the window. So the next time you see the dog is in a full body cast.
Okay.
So they're coming from the grocery store and he's holding the dog. But he sets the dog on top of the car so they can load the groceries. But they forget the dog is there. So they drive all the way back to Mary's apartment and he gets out. And he's like, oh shit, the dog. So he takes it, but she's none the wiser that the dog spent the whole time on the roof. That's a classic movie. If you haven't watched that, you need to watch something about Mary.
I think we shouldn't be laughing because Peter's going to get us.
Listen, it wasn't a real dog. It didn't really happen. Can we slow down on the time to cancel people?
I saw this, I forget what this movie was, but somebody was in a witness protection. And so they were in some place that these people like that, you know, that PETA. And it's like, yeah, I'm a PETA too. People eating tasty animals.
Listen, listen, listen. I'll eat a steak in a minute. You can judge me. Judge me. Judge me. But I'll take a bone-in ribeye every day if I can get it.
You savage. Mm-hmm. No, I'm down with the meat until I have to debone the chicken. When you buy the whole chicken, because I don't know how to do that. And when you start cutting it up, it's like, no.
Yeah.
But then I cook it and I eat it. But during that.
God, I'm somebody with
coming to get us.
I thought you know how scary I get when I hear things go boom, and I ain't got my little piece on me. So we were sitting ducks in this little
room. Yes. Oh,
so just to give you all some context, we are actually recording today in the library. So we're in one of these little study rooms,
little teeny rooms.
But one of the people who were in the room next to us just left, but they slammed the door. Now my back is to the door, which I don't play. I don't do my back to the door. So I didn't know that was coming. So when I heard that boom, which you might have heard, I immediately jumped. Lakeisha, of course, starts laughing at me, but I wasn't about to get got. Right. Like,
but that would have been terrible if something was happening and I just sat here and didn't give you warning.
I can feel it coming in the air tonight. Or you would just let me.
But you're sitting by the door. What are we going to do?
And it's glass.
And
it's glass.
And the
window
is closed. Yeah. We got no. I can't scale the walls.
Yeah.
We just going to go out together.
Well, I'll tell you what, because in my mind, I always have an escape route. The chairs we're sitting on would have gone through that window. And we would have gotten out. Is it a far drop?
It looks like we're on the second.
We're on the second floor.
Second and a half floor, and it's concrete.
So it's pretty.
So
it's,
you go first.
I'll go.
Okay.
I'll see you at the bottom.
Talk to me, baby. Converse with me now.
So, what's on your mind? Does life crack you up like it cracks us up? We want to hear about it.
Are you picking up what we're putting down? Are you enjoying the content? Is there feedback you'd like to provide or topics you'd like to discuss? How about you give us a call and share your thoughts? 757-504-4649. That's 757-504-4649. We would love to hear from you.
So you got the dog tied up behind you, or not. But in Missouri, you cannot drive down the highway with an uncaged bear in your car. Because he might eat a dog, I guess? I don't know.
And of course, begs the question, why would you have a bear in your car?
An uncaged bear.
A bear, period.
Right, but how big is your car
that you can have a
cage
bear right.
in your car?
Yeah.
So,
baby bears? Yogi Bear.
Cubs. Yeah,
Yogi Bear.
Yeah, Yogi Bear. Cubs.
Yogi Bear and Boo Boo. That's the only bear I can picture in your car.
Yeah.
Like, are you not allowed to take that bear who rides a tricycle from one circus to another in your car?
No, so my honey likes the nature. Mm-hmm. I do not. I don't like going outside, but I love him. So mm-hmm. every once in a while, I let him take me outside. So we're in Tennessee, I think, and he likes to do photography as well. Mm-hmm. So we get out into this nature preserve, whatever it is. He's got the camera. I've got a tripod. We walk past a sign that says, what to do if you encounter a black bear?
Bye.
And I'm thinking, sir, I don't have any business here.
Right.
Yeah, all I can do is throw this tripod. And I can't even run.
Yes.
I was like,
and bears are faster than you think.
Yes.
Yes.
He was telling me he saw one, like, he was watching some video and they, like, climbing up a tree. Mm-hmm. And I was like, I'm done.
You see their claws? Like, they're,
Not a close thing.
Yeah.
But there's also, like, so when we were planning to go to this, what is it, cabin in the woods. Like,
that sounds, I know there was a movie
sure
cabin in the woods.
Okay. But again, the things you do for love. You know, again, I should make some song about, because I do crazy stuff. That zip line I did for him. So we're going to the cabin in the woods.
That was a movie recently.
Yes, it was a movie.
Yeah.
And not Armageddon. Cocaine Bear. Not Cocaine Bear.
Yo, Cocaine Bear was everything. I don't care what you said.
But so I'm looking at him like, okay, what do I do, you know, protection for a bear? Because I heard they got like spray or whatever. Mm-hmm. So there's this bell. They said, I was like, so scared about the bear. I said, to me, it sounds like a
dinner time.
Exactly.
Yes, ma'am.
Like, okay, that's what it sounds like to me. Here comes dinner. Mm-hmm. So I was like, I'll pass. But fortunately, we did not encounter any bears.
You know, I take issue with people who, there's a sign there. And this is the same with zoos and if you're someplace that is inhabited by
these other things,
these wild animals, and you go there and something happens to you,
yeah,
why is the animal killed?
Exactly.
Why, that's not, I mean, I'm not like, I'm not saying don't go hiking and all that stuff, but
like
you're taking the risk.
The closure of the zoo is exactly in the zoo.
Right. Why are you going over the
barriers? Exactly.
To get to this animal.
And they kill the animal.
Then the animal mauls you.
And then, yeah.
Or, and then they kill the animal.
The animal was doing
what it was supposed to do. Exactly. The bear was bearing.
Right.
The lion was lioning.
And you were stupiding.
Did you see that video? It was going around where it was an alligator who attacked the lady, and then the bystander, the guy who was kind of watching the show, jumped in the water to save her. So the alligator had her, and the alligator kept trying to roll her.
Mm.
But yo, how calm she was amazed me, number one.
Mm-hmm.
But number two, the fact that that man jumped in for someone he didn't even know and was like on the alligator's back. So finally they get it to where they can pry the alligator's mouth open enough for her to get her arm out. She jumps out the water.
Mm.
Now she's an employee. She's safe.
Oh.
But the guy who's trying to help her is still stuck in the water on the back. So she's trying to guide him to say, don't, you know, if it rolls, roll with it. Like, don't let it, you know, get. So finally he's able to just kind of jump off of the alligator and jump out. But again, you've got an alligator in a kiddie pool and you get in with it. What do you expect said alligator to do?
Lunch?
Right. I don't know. That kind of stuff
okay.
just bothers me.
So, and you're absolutely right. So, because if I had seen a bear, like, yeah, I mean, that's like when bugs come in my house.
It's my house. You're done.
You're squash you. So I understand they're doing what they're supposed to do. But the movie I saw, Endangered Species.
Mm.
No. Girl, these people from the mountains of Caucasus
mm-hmm.
are in Africa.
Okay, all right. I don't even bother to comment. You go right on ahead.
But it was, the man had a nice job and, you know, a whole bunch of money had, but he didn't tell his wife, and they already evidently planned the trip. So they are going on a safari, and the dude pulled him aside, like, hey, dude, you know, pay for this up in advance, and you're going to need to pay for this if you go on this trip.
Mm-hmm.
He's like, how much is it? He comes back to his family, hey, we're going on our own. We don't need them. They're going to these boring places. We're going. Girl, I tell you, these people was doing that white people thing.
What?
Out there, she wants to see a rhino.
Yeah, go. Keep going.
Well, you don't like me to ruin stuff, but I'm telling you.
No, that rang a bell for us.
First, they blow through the gates,
mm-hmm.
so nobody knows. They didn't check
right.
out of the
right.
place. But, you know, and they
isn't she trying to get a picture with her or something?
Yeah,
yet?
She wants to see it. So, but the
mm-hmm.
night before, there was some cheetah. No, who's the ones that laugh? Hyenas. In camp where they were.
Mm-hmm.
You know, in this guarded area. But now they're out on their own looking for a freaking rhino.
Mm.
The man lets his son without a license try to drive out there. The sign says, don't go here to the left, so you know they
go
to the
left.
So they saw the rhino.
I bet they did.
And I'll leave it at that.
Yep,
but
bet
again,
they did.
They're out there with a rhino, be rhinoing.
Right, right, right.
Wait, you can't get mad at that.
Nope.
The sign told you.
Yep.
But
you see those people who are on walking trails, hiking trails, and it says, beware of mountain lions.
Mm.
I'll be where from home.
Yeah, I'm going
to
turn around.
I don't need to be there that much. Right. I don't need to be there that badly that I'm risking. To. You ever see the video of the guy? He's on the hiking trail and a mountain lion is standing in front of him. Of course, he freezes. So he plays a damn song on his phone and the mountain lion goes the other way. Now, it was an actual video. I'm assuming it was not edited, you know, to make
yeah.
it look that way. But how lucky were you
yeah.
that song made that mountain lion go the other
like
way.
That
like,
song.
What?
Like that
right.
song. But it starts off. One way or another, I'm gonna find you. I'm gonna get you.
One way.
That's what he played.
I don't even remember it, but I know that I was like, foolishness.
Yes.
Pure
yes.
foolishness.
That's our first date in the house.
I don't even mind the outdoors, but I'm just not going somewhere where I'm likely to
this
run into something that's going to kill
animal. Yes, it's going to eat you.
Right.
Unbelievable. Well,
yeah,
we could have took a picture of it before we got eaten.
Yeah, okay. Probably would have ate the camera. No one would have even seen it.
Right.
And if no one knew you were there, that camera could have stayed there for years before somebody saw it.
Oh, my goodness.
Did you know that in Denver, Colorado, you couldn't drive a black car on Sunday? You could drive a white car, blue car, red car, green car, but not a black car.
No, okay, back to the last one. Was it a long black limousine?
Right. Pulling up to somebody's bumper. I was trying to rationalize this one. Could it be that, I don't know, but Sunday obviously being the Sabbath, you know, the whatever, everybody's in church. Maybe like funerally or...
But they don't even have funerals on Sunday.
I don't know.
A black car.
Sunday.
So if all I have is a black car.
You got to stay home.
Hit
or
ride
catch a ride with somebody who's driving a black car.
That is such discrimination.
I know.
Well, what day can you not drive a white car?
You can drive that car all the time. But yeah, you can't drive a black car.
Oh,
so that would make it for me, if that's home for me, obviously I'm not going to buy a black car. So were there car lots just filled with black cars because nobody was buying them because they can't drive
them?
They exported
all the black cars. You don't want that now.
Right. Yeah, do you even import black cars to that area if you can't drive them? Why have
you move in to the town without knowing and you already own a black car? So people look at you like, you're not from around here.
And again, a lot of these are not enforceable.
Right, but then how did you find out?
What made that a thing?
So you moved into town, you're out on Sunday, going to the grocery store in your black car, and you get stopped by the police.
Right.
Like, did I do something wrong, sir?
Did I
drive
it
in black?
Right.
Drive it in black, my bad. Drive it in black.
Did I go through a stop sign? Did I run a red light? Did I change lanes with no signal? No. You're a black car. Exit the vehicle, please.
Right, like, what the hell?
Yeah, what do they do once you're pulled over?
Leave that car here until Monday.
Until 12:01 a.m., whatever time. What is that? What did I say? Colorado Central Standard Time, Mountain Time.
Whatever time. It's your time zone because you were there. So.
Yeah, I just thought that one was funny.
Weird. You know, people didn't have anything better to do with their time than come up with
stupid laws. Yeah. Kind of sort of like now.
Yeah, like I told you before, I did not find a law against driving with your dog in your lap, but we all know they can pull you over for having the air freshener on your mirror.
Talk about impeding your view. Your dog is
looking all in your face while you're driving, trying to make a turn.
Head out the window and going back and forth to window to window.
But the air pressure is keeping your car from smelling like dog. Like, I don't understand.
Yeah, I'll never understand that. Yeah. And it bothers me every time I see someone with their dog in their lap.
Yeah, and you're driving and the dog is hanging out of your lap. You can run around the backseat all you want to, but...
Yeah.
Yeah, that just, I don't
think the dog in your lap has to affect your reaction.
Yeah,
if something happens, you got to hurry up and swerve to miss something. I don't know, maybe another dog crossing the street. And you're trying to but that dog is in your way. So now you can't swerve. Because let me tell you, people who let their dogs in their lap while they're driving, that dog is truly a family member. Do you know what I mean? Like, they have a different love for that dog than the person who has their dog crated in the back.
But you can't drive your kid in your lap.
That's what I'm saying. That person has a whole different love for that dog. They're the people who let the dog lick them on the lips.
Eek.
Yeah. If you're one of those people who drive with your dog in your lap, don't cancel me.
We just think it's
different. But yeah,
that's just like that. That's just me. I think it's unsafe.
But. Yeah, it is.
Okay.
It is.
But now let's see here. Oh, I just lost it. Oh no!
Alright, while you're trying.
Okay, here we go. Michigan. Says if you're a woman living in Michigan, you might want to check with your husband before heading to the hairstylist. According to state law, your hair belongs to your spouse, and you'll need his permission before you can alter it.
Oh my gosh.
Did you hear that?
No, but I have one related. When you started talking about it, I was like, oh my gosh. But how ridiculous do you sound? Telling me that I got to check with somebody before what?
My hair on my head.
On my head that I'm growing, that I have to maintain. Now, if he's paying for it, I might get his opinion. But really,
Well, you know, I forgot all about that. I did not. Well, I mentioned to my husband before I chopped all my hair off. But my child, freaking hilarious. I did not mention it to her. I did not ask for permission. I never said anything. So one day we were going out of town and I stopped to pick her up. She opens the door and she does a double take, like, because I cut all my hair off. She was hot. She told me I did not have the right to cut my hair off because I did not own my hair because she had been growing my hair for the past 3 or 4 years. She was mad at me for the longest time. But yeah, she told me it wasn't my hair. I didn't own it. I did not own the rights to my hair. And I should have talked to her first.
That's hilarious. I believe in getting an opinion, you know, because you're with your mate. That's your person.
Yeah, he has to look at you. He can't be able to grab on it like he used to.
Now he just run on it. He can't be behind you and have you like a...
Like, I know. That's the part I feel bad about.
I keep missing out. He can still grab it. He just got to use his fingers.
He got to
pinch
it.
He got to hold
it with
his fingers.
You like this, girl? You like this?
And you're like, ow. It feels like he's pulling out single strands. But yeah, I'm all for getting an opinion.
Yeah,
like, hey, what do you think? You know,
exactly. You that's how I read it by him. But yeah, because ultimately I was gonna do whatever because
yeah,
he wasn't doing my hair.
Right,
he wasn't
it's common courtesy.
It was hot
it's
in
courtesy.
The summertime.
Yeah,
and I was tired of wigging it up. He asked me to stop leaving my wig on the doorknob.
I bet that scared the shit out of you too. With oh, that's my wig. That's my wig.
Girl, I could not do hair. I was so tired. I wish I had cut it off years ago.
Yeah.
But it was trauma for me. Like, you know, I gotta get ready like 3 hours in advance to try to work on that stuff.
Yeah.
And now I jump out of bed, throw a splash in my face, like, baby, I'm ready to school.
Right. Right. Yeah. No, I get it. In Youngstown, Ohio, it's illegal to run out of gas. Now. I'm not mad at this. So it's called an idiot light for a reason, right? It tells you you're low on gas. Please get gas. Now, we live in an area where there are tunnels.
Oh, God, yes.
There are tunnels and bridges, and it takes one person
to jam up
that traffic for hours. They have signs that say, do not go below the speed limit in the tunnel. Some of these tunnels are just flawed by design because there's a split second of a blind spot when you're going to the HRBT, which forces people to slam on brakes because you have to make, and it's literally just a quick second, but that quick second can cause you to rear end traffic if it's stopped in there. So that's why now that they're redoing it, I hope that there's, you know, I hope that they consider that. But running out of gas in traffic and in tunnels, there should be a fine for that because you were aware that you needed gas and you chose not to get it.
That's like,
I
would not use the bathroom before I go through that.
Right.
But you never know.
You never
know.
Anything
can happen. So I got two things on that one. So first, I've seen somebody run out of gas at the gas station.
I've seen that.
I've seen that.
Like just getting in your
car.
I've never seen that before.
But two, I did not run out of gas in the tunnel, but my car broke down in the tunnel.
It
just started slowing down.
Oh no.
Talk about embarrassing.
Did you get a fine?
No. They took me out. The car broke down. You know, it wasn't anything on my part, just that I couldn't afford a good car.
Right.
They had to, you know, clear the traffic. Someone had to back in. The tow truck backed in. I was so embarrassed.
I know you were.
Oh
boy.
My God.
And you just fucked up everybody.
Everybody.
For hours.
Yes.
That traffic was backed up from your incident. Yeah.
Yes, it was. I still think about that. Every time I go through that one, I feel bad.
Was it HRBT?
No, it was Hampton Roads Ristoro.
HRBT?
Way back.
Yeah. The good thing is that they're not one-lane tunnels. Like, if you're going over the Chesapeake Bay Bridge Tunnel and you have to go through those, it's one lane in each direction. But at least HRBT and Monitor Merrimack are two lanes in each direction.
So Norfolk used to be one each way, and they redid that. Because that's the stupidest thing to have, that you can only go one lane going each direction.
Yeah.
So right now, we're going to take a break. And you can like, share, follow, and subscribe.
Yep.
Oh, my God.
So, yeah, you can't run out of gas in Ohio. That's what's going on.
Okay. All right. So also in where was that?
That was Youngstown, Ohio.
Okay, Cleveland, Ohio prohibits women from wearing patent leather shoes in public. The reason? Shiny footwear could afford a nearby gentleman an unintentional peep show.
Okay, well, check this out. I'm okay with telling women not to wear patent leather. Last time I wore patent leather, my mom was taking me to an Easter church service. So I'm okay with that one. The reasoning behind it, okay.
So you're saying that if you're a woman today wearing patent leather shoes, you probably got a ready panty. So you don't need to see it.
He's not going to be able to see past the pantyhose and slip anyway.
Right. So we can't wear the shoe where we want to because men can't control themselves?
Right.
Is that what
right.
I'm hearing?
That's exactly what you're hearing. You know what? So you want me to censor my outfit? You want me to not wear my patent leather because you can't stop looking up my dress? Girl, bye.
So men made these rules, probably.
Clearly.
Oh, my God.
Although, I guess credit to the dude for trying to look, you know, whoever made the law, if a guy made it, credit to him for looking out for women.
No, he was the one that kept looking. He was like, please stop making me.
Before I go to jail, please.
Yeah, so that's the dude who was doing the peeking.
That's scary. At least they didn't say, I'm sure there's a law somewhere that says men cannot put mirrors on their shoes.
I bet it's not.
You have a point. In Louisiana, you're not allowed to send unsolicited pizzas.
Shut up! So you mean after you wash my car without my permission,
I can't reward you with a pizza.
I'm
thinking this law stems from Practical Jokes. You know, sending pizzas to people's house and then nowadays I think you have to kind of either pay for it up front.
Not
necessarily.
You can still when you pay?
Yeah, you can still pay cash. Yeah.
Cash, what's that?
Yeah. But I'm thinking that's where that one stemmed from, maybe. You know, the unsolicited pizzas. You can't prank somebody basically.
But why just pizza?
Yeah.
I like Chinese food. You can send some unsolicited Chinese.
I think it also depends on how long ago said law was written.
And maybe that's the only thing delivering
at the time, yeah. But yeah, you can't send unsolicited pizza. So that one, although I found it funny, because if I just want to surprise you with a pizza,
I'm not going to turn down.
Yeah. What about
the card? So Natty said it, like, oh, cool.
Right. People who maybe lost a loved one and you're trying to help them out and send them pizza so they don't have to cook or something like that. But you're not allowed to do that if they didn't say, hey, we're hungry over here. Can you send us a pizza? Specifically pepperoni and mushroom, please.
Oh, no. I need some ham and pineapple.
Oh, you're one of those.
Yes.
Now, I will say this. I will not order it, but I won't not eat it either.
Oh, man.
I like it, but it's not my go-to.
I think I want
Oh, my gosh. I made sausage and pepper yesterday.
No, I did too.
You did?
I did.
I didn't even know you made it.
I don't. But I had to feed my man. And he likes stuff like that. And I remember we had it once upon a time. So did you put it over something, or was it like a hoagie type thing?
I did it. Well, I like it in the hoagie. The kids, but my youngest will eat it with rice. She just likes white rice, and then
I think we had it with like pasta. We had an Italian restaurant.
Yep, you can do that.
Before. Yeah, so I made it with the hoagie roll.
Yep,
it was really good.
My mom put me on to the pasta, and it was so simple. It was the sausage. You cook it. You cut it up. Mm-hmm. You know your onions, pepper. You toss it in the rotini.
The twirly one.
Yep. And then just some olive oil. Oh. Yo, when I tell you, I'm not a pasta chick, but I was eating so much of that I had to stop making it because I was eating so much pasta. But it's so good. It's
I
so simple.
I saw that with the pasta.
Yeah.
That is crazy.
I like it with just the roll, mm-hmm. and you put that spicy sausage in there, and then you pile on those onions and peppers. And then I like when I get to the end and there's no more meat, but it's just the bread and the onion and the pepper.
Yeah. That puts a provolone on there too.
I've never done it with cheese.
Yeah, I've never had it in the fridge. So I thought I'd throw it on there and see what happens.
And it was good.
It was good.
Really?
It was good. Huh. Because you know I can't cook, but I threw something together. Yeah.
You do. That's a plus. You know, sometimes, regardless of how it tastes, he got to eat.
Well, no, my thing is if he goes back for seconds.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Then you know you did something. Or he was just really, really hungry. But yes, onion, sausage and pepper is the ish.
And where did that come from?
You can't send an unsolicited pizza. Can't send an unsolicited pizza, but you can make some sausage and peppers.
Yes.
And when you do the peppers, you got to do the multicolored.
Yeah, I did. So I only had green, and then I was reading up on it, and it said that red is sweet, so I would add a lot of red pepper. So we have pepper, green pepper, onions. Mm-hmm. So and
I did the yellow and the orange, red, and green. Oh. It just makes it look so pretty.
It makes it pretty.
You know, you eat with your eyes.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, so good.
But now, after that, when you have to get to your chores, and Pittsburgh has a special cleaning ordinance on the books that bans housewives from hiding dirt under their rugs.
Oh, gosh. So what you want me to think is there were women who were cleaning their house and just didn't feel like scooping, like bending down to pick up the dirt, whether you're using a cardboard, a piece of paper, some old mail, an actual dustpan.
Right.
They're instead lifting up the corner of the carpet and throwing it under the carpet.
But you know, think of it the way you just said it. They still had to bend down.
That's what I was saying. Like, so scoop it,
instead of scooping it under. And then, like, how do they know? Like, did it pile up so big?
They were tripping over the air.
Like,
man,
you gonna have to. You gotta get that out.
Right.
Like,
and was it just dirt, or were there little food particles, or like, ants trailing in and out?
Who told it? Like, how did you know there are all these women doing this? Like, you know, we're gonna put a stop to this.
Right.
It's a law. And what is the penalty?
Yeah.
What is the penalty for hiding dirt under your rug?
And not only that, so that means your man found it and then told
the government,
called the police, and said, "This bitch."
But he didn't clean it up. Like, I mean,
if they're still referencing her as a housewife, please know that he was not picking up a broom and a dustpan.
Or maybe he should have brought her a dustpan.
Maybe
that's what it was.
Or vacuum that shit up. Like, they had vacuums, right?
Yeah. I don't know.
I mean, even June Cleaver had vacuums. Yeah. So,
well, maybe what he should have done was got her a maid.
Ooh.
That's what he should have.
That's sexy.
So she could have been doing some other stuff the housewifing does, cooking sausage and peppers. Anybody got tired of sleeping with no dirt?
So along the lines of needing permission, in Vermont, a woman needs permission from her husband to get false teeth. Now, I have a theory. I think if you ask any man,
he would say, "Leave those teeth out.
Leave them teeth out."
Yes, I concur. He's like, "Hell no, you get
false
teeth around here. Mm-hmm. You like it is."
That's why if we go out, just don't smile. Just don't smile. But yeah, imagine having to ask your husband, "Hey, I'm feeling self-conscious. Can I go get some false teeth?"
No, ma'am. No, ma'am. Mm-hmm. We like it just like it is.
Yep.
But you know what I noticed too about a lot of these? Now, besides the ones that are generic, like nobody can ride with a bear in caves. Mm-hmm. There's even one you can't like tie your alligator to a fire extinguisher or whatever. But a lot of these that reference a gender.
Yeah.
It's the woman.
Yeah,
why do we need all these laws? Because you know, we need more women making laws.
Right.
Is the problem.
Is the problem.
But that's, I guess, exactly back then, right, when they put the stupidity on the books.
Yeah, women didn't have the rights to do anything.
But you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to go home, cut my hair, sweep some dirt under the rug, and what'd you say? I could do something with my bear. And
put your bear in the car, girl.
Tie your dog up.
That's right. And then go next door and wash your neighbor's car.
And then send a pizza.
Send a pizza to me. So last thing, I don't know if you have any more that you wanted to run through, but this one just kind of threw me. So in South Carolina, if you're under 18, you're not allowed to play pinball, or were not allowed to play pinball. So their reasoning is that pinball is addictive and morally dangerous. So pinball, but have all the TikTok you want. Have all the Instagram that you want.
But no.
Have all the Facebook that you want. Have all the Twitter that you want. Don't you put your fingers on the side of that machine and make them things go ping, ping, ping. Don't you do it. Because it's addictive.
Wow. Okay, all right, okay. I got one last one. Mm-hmm.
These are entertaining me.
All right. So in Delaware, it's against the law for a pawnbroker to accept an artificial limb or wheelchair as payment.
What? But what if somebody else needs a leg or a wheelchair?
I don't know what you're gonna do, but I can't accept that as payment, ma'am. And that's why
I was just gonna say, where did you get this leg? This is brown, ma'am. And you are not. Where did you get this leg?
That's part of the problem. You walked in here pushing this wheelchair with a leg in it. I need to ask you a few questions.
Yes, yes, definitely. And the answers better be good. Otherwise, you're in trouble.
So I'll say, whatever state you live in, I suggest you check the laws on to see what's still on the books.
Never know what you're going to get
before you do what you do. Because now in Virginia, is it legal to do anything other than missionary? Is that still?
I don't know, but if that's the case, you're safe.
and I need bail money for you.
All my friends need to save up, but you're good. You're good. Okay, don't you worry about that, girl. Don't
I'm clutching my pearls right about now. But yeah, so take a look at the laws that are on the books in your state and let us know what laws are still out there that you might be getting locked up for.
Oh, Lord. We'll put a little money to the side. If you're a dedicated listener, we'll put a little money to the side just in case somebody comes and gets you.
Right. One way or another, I'm gonna find you. I'm gonna get you.
One way or another. For two people who can't say it, we would get harmonized on that one. All right, y'all have a blessed day.
Peace out.
What's up, party people? This is the point in time where we need you to like, share, follow, and subscribe.